Good evening, everyone. We continue Tefillah Kilchasa in the Siman Samech in Hilchas Kriyashma in Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim. Should be our learning tonight a Refuah Shlema for Sar Rivka Bas Chaya. We have an interesting halacha tonight, and it's very nogeya for the winter months, especially on Shabbos Kodesh, where the day, of course, is shorter, and the Zman is significant for us to keep in mind when it relates to the Sofsman Tefillah, and in particular tonight discussing the Sofsman Kriyashma, the last time to recite the Kriyashma, noting that the Oitzei Tami HaMinhagim explains that there is a minig in Klal Yisrael based on karbonos that were offered in the Beis HaMikdash, on Shabbos Kodesh, and on Yantif, to daven a little bit later, whereas we know that the Gemara tells us that typically it is appropriate for us, a person, to daven kivasikin, the Netzachama, and the Kriya Shema is recited with the brachos beforehand, just slightly beforehand, and with the rise of the sun, we recite the Shmona Esrei. And afa pichen, it's a mitzvah min muvchar afilu b'Shabbos and Yom Tov. So suffice it to say that there is such a minig in Klal Yisrael to daven a little bit later, related to the karbonos that were offered a little bit later in the Zman HaMikdash, in the time of the Krovas HaKarbonos in the Beis HaMikdash. Now that being said, when it's the winter months and everything's a little bit earlier, and you have to be careful and conscientious, if you're davening Shachris later in the morning and Sosman Kriya Shema is creeping up upon you, so we know that we are to recite the Kriya Shema before we come to Shul. In such a situation like our circumstance, we daven Shachris at 9 in the morning, because otherwise we would miss the Zman of the recital to say the Kriya Shema. So this is a very important halacha. So the Mechaber tells us, Kara Kriya Shema below bracha, person recites the Kriya Shema without a bracha. So we know that the din is Yatzadei Chayvas Kriya Shema. We know that the din is you have fulfilled your obligation of reciting the Gimel Parshas of the Kriya Shema. Good. We know that you have to say the Birchas Kriya Shema, but is it Ma'akev? Meaning, if you do not say the brachas, have you fulfilled your obligation? Mechaber tells us, of course you do. Now, FLP that that's the case. V'chayze v'kayre brachos below Kriya Shema. Now here's an interesting din. Now, even though it's true that you have fulfilled your obligation of the Gimel Parshas, of the Kriya Shema having been recited, Mechaber says, you return, you go back, v'chayze v'kayre abrachos, you then recite the brachos below Kriya Shema. You could even say the brachos without the reciting of the Kriya Shema. Now, we don't do that because it's all part of the Seder HaTefillah. But let's just say a person just chose to do that, for what being the case, as is mentioned in the commentary. He says, and this is how we rule, that it is nearly its best practice, it seems to be sufficient and appropriate, that if you're saying the brachos, you should say the Kriya Shema. It should go hand in hand. But here's what's interesting, is that the haschola of that latter statement is that even if you didn't say the Kriya Shema, and you simply just said the brachos, that would be okay. We think that they're related to each other. You say the brachos, you say the Shema. If you say the Shema without the brachos, you say the chavaso. But now comes later to the time of tefillah, and you say the brachos. If you didn't say the Shema, it would have been okay. You don't need to say the Shema to say the brachos. Now, why is that so? So just obviously, it's a sugi that can go much longer than just a few moments by Mincha Ma'ariv. But interesting to mention, the Mishnah Berurah says, what does it mean, chayzi v'koyrei b'li, the saying of the Shema? So it's a leimar. Even though if you do not say the brachos, you still have fulfilled your obligation of Kriya Shema. Good. There's two obligations, so it seems, in Mishnah Berurah. There's the obligation of the Gimel Parshios, the Shema that has to be recited. And then there's the obligation of saying the brachos. Good, you fulfilled your obligation of saying the Kriya Shema. But you have not fulfilled your obligation of saying the brachos. That's a separate obligation, and that's an obligation you have to fulfill. That means that even if you didn't say the Shema together with the brachos, okay, doesn't matter. You would still have an obligation to fulfill the obligation of saying the brachos without the Kriya Shema. V'yochal levarech below Kriya Shema. Why? Ki lo nisnu chazal dafka al Kriya Shema. Why? She'en mevarech asher kidishanu mitzvaysa v'tzivanu. If it would have been that the brachos are specifically, intrinsically linked to, related to the recital of the Shema, it would have been the brachas, says the Mishnah Berurah, Asher Kidishanu Mitzvah Tzivanu Al Kriya Shema, for some nusach of that similar light. But since it's not that, so then it means that it's just a bracha in and of itself. Now why that's the case, That's not for tonight. But suffice it to say, we see that there's two obligations, the obligation of the brachos and the obligation of the Kriyat Shema. And even though it's true, yes, you can fulfill the obligation beforehand, that does not pater, that does not exempt you from the obligation to say the brachos later on. And if the fact that you're going to say them later on is going to be juxtaposed to your fulfilling of those brachas together with the Shema, that's just nearly that it's nachon. It seems to be that it's good, says the Mechaber. But if you didn't, so matayv umanayim. I will stop and continue with this topic in Mitzvah Hashem this week. And with that, Rabbi Chanan, Mitzvah Hashem, 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 Mitzvah